Another day, another Oireachtas committee in the news. Two of them. We'll hear about GAA Go in the spotlight of TDs and senators at the media committee later. First, the Children's Hospital at the Health Committee. It could cost more than €2 billion, according to the head of the hospital's board. And although 3,000 rooms should have been ready by now, the current total is 27. The Oireachtas Committee on Health was also told that the rising costs are the result of claims for an additional €756 million in funds made by the contractor BAM. David Gunning, Chief Officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, was asked by Sinn Féin's David Cullinan about how much extra money the hospital was looking for.
Total programme cost €1.73 billion. Total capital €1.433 billion. You're telling us that you have sought more money beyond what was already agreed in terms of those figures.
That's correct. And I think we at various committees, we have said this is going to take longer and cost more.
No, but this is new information. You've sought more. How much have you sought? How much additional funding?
I don't believe it's new information. Right, there's the 1433 that the development board is expending on the cost of the capital cost, and then you have the CHI costs. I can only speak about the 1433.
Mr. Gunning, all of the PQs, and I'm sure every member here has submitted them, we get back responses. The government have been on their feet, ministers have been on their feet, talking about a figure of €1.73 billion. What you're telling me here today, whether you believe it's new news or not, is that you have sought additional funding, right?
Right. That is correct,
okay.
Absolutely.
So what I'm asking is, how much additional funding have you sought?
We have made our capital submission to the lead director of the HSE, which is our governance requirements. And this now will require government sanction. And I don't propose a deputy
to
go through any details on that in terms of what...
But we certainly know it's more money.
That was David Cullinan speaking at the Oireachtas Health Committee this morning. The person who was taking the questions was David Gunning, Chief Officer of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. Róisín Shortall is a Social Democrats TD. She's also a member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. She's in our Oireachtas studio this lunchtime. Róisín Shortall, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
More money, why?
Well, we didn't really get an explanation for that. We're in a situation where the contractor, BAM, have not provided the development board with a compliant programme, setting out the kind of expected timescale and cost. And there hasn't been such a programme since 2021. Apparently, they have now promised that they will provide it next week. They were due to provide it last Friday. I think they were aware that there was a committee meeting coming up this morning, and they're now saying it will be provided next week. It's entirely unsatisfactory that we've had this situation over the past 2 years where there was no detail being provided by the contractor, and we're left in the dark in relation to the estimated final cost and the completion date. And certainly Mr. Gunning was not able to shed any light on either of those questions this morning.
David Gunning said the rising cost are the result of claims for an additional €756 million made by the contractor BAM. What are those claims and why are they making them?
Okay, so there's a range of reasons why those claims were being made. There's over 2,000 claims in the system at the moment, with an estimated total cost of €756 million.
So just explain for people who aren't following this closely. These are claims by the contractor looking for money from the state,
board. Yes.
For what?
Against the board for various things, for changes to the contract, for delays, for additional works that were being asked. So a whole range. When we last met with the board last October, at that stage there were about 1,600 legal claims being made. That figure has gone up now to 2,100 with an estimated cost of €756 million. There's no clear strategy for addressing those claims. Two of them are in the courts at the moment, apparently, but we've no strategy. And all last year, there was a moratorium in place in terms of addressing those claims. That was the view of the board, that if they parked the claims and tried to get on with the actual physical building of the new hospital, that it would be helpful if they parked the claims. That moratorium has finished now, and it would seem to be the case that BAM are you know, operating a go slow. They certainly don't have sufficient staff on the site. And, you know, there's a game going on between the claims, having the claims processed and actually delivering on the work that they're contracted to do.
Just on the claims, because it is quite complicated. David Cunning also says that the bulk of this, €573 million, he said relates to just 16 claims. And these 16 claims are about demanding compensation for over 2,300 days of delays, which BAM says is our fault, meaning the board's fault. What's all that about?
Well, it would seem that part of that claim is the fact that the site wasn't ready for BAM to go on to and to start construction works. That's one element. There were certainly delays in relation to COVID, and there were also delays in relation to changes to the contract. So they're that's the value of the claims that BAM are making. Now, clearly, they are seriously disputed by the development board, but it's still a very substantial number of claims, still a huge amount of work that needs to be done in terms of resolving those, and presumably a substantial cost involved. But as I say, there seems to be a game going on at the moment where the contractor is on a go slow, and every time, of course, you know, the longer that the contract takes to fulfil, the more additional costs involved in that, the greater the level of inflation costs that have to be factored in. And bearing in mind, there's already been a payment of €55 million to account for inflation because of those delays. So look, all of this thing adds up to, you know, huge concern, I think, certainly on the part of the Health Committee in relation to the fact that we're still no further on than we were 8 or 9 months ago when the board were in with us before. You know, we're told that the only thing we can be sure about is that the costs will continue to go up, and the completion date will continue to be stretched out. That's entirely unsatisfactory from any kind of accountability yes. perspective. And we have to bear in mind that application now has been made to government for additional funding on top of the €1.73 billion that's already been accounted for. So additional funding, okay. We still don't know the level of that. But I would say to you, Gavin, that this raises huge issues about problems with public contracts.
Okay.
And we have to ensure that these mistakes with the contract are not repeated in the maternity hospital.
27 rooms. Only 27 rooms are done out of what? We're about over 3,000, yes?
3,000 that were due to be completed at this stage. Only 27. It's outrageous.
Do we know why?
Because of delays. That's the thing. It's because of delays over the last number of years, but particularly over the last year, where, you know, there aren't sufficient staff on site, and there's no compliant programme, which is an essential element of overseeing a contract. We need to hear from the builders, from BAM, exactly now what they're setting out in terms of the completion date and the likely cost, the final cost.
But they shouldn't have been allowed. BAM been before the committee at any stage?
No, they haven't.
Do they have to be, or have you asked them?
We're going to consider that now after today, because it was so disappointing and so unsatisfactory, the whole exchange this morning. But, you know, there is an accountability line from BAM to the Development Board, to the Department of Health, and to DEEPER. And, you know, you get the sense that there is no proper oversight in relation to this massive project. Very badly needed. We were due to have it, you know, it was first announced 11 years ago, and we still don't know those crucial questions about when it's going to be completed and how much the final price tag is going to be.
Okay. Roisin Shortall, thank you very much for speaking to us. Roisin Shortall in our Oireachtas studio.